Good morning. Welcome to 105 today. Now, Adam Brookes Hospital was 250 yesterday. As part of the celebrations, children from St Philip's Primary School were learning about how the original doctors treated their patients. It's thanks in part to the new Adam Brookes Museum that's just been opened.
Worms called leeches that had amazing medicinal properties. They were used in ancient times and they're still used today, aren't they? Yeah, do you remember? Now, what I thought you could do is draw your own kind of insect or tiny creature, either one that you already know exists, or you could make one up.
Makes for an interesting field trip, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. It's a bit of a bonus, actually. We had it organised, but we weren't really quite sure what it was going to be like till we got here. So, yeah, it's been great.
And how does this fit in with their day-to-day studies?
Well, we do obviously be covering history, but our main unit of work at the moment is geography. So it didn't really fit in, but it's nice just to take a day out and do something different. So it's no problem. And also we're going to be learning when in Armistice. We're obviously going to be talking about nursing and doctors and hospitals and people that lose limbs and things like that. So it will link in November. We'll probably revisit this then.
And what are they up to here?
So they're looking at the prosthetics, the older prosthetics, and they're building on that really, because they're actually now imagining what they would create with an ideal prosthetic. So we've had hoverboards, we've had teacher actually made some eyes that he could wear in the back of his head, which I thought was a good idea. We've got extra long fingers. Well, you can see it.
And the kids don't care, do they? They just look at it, take it in the stride the way they do.
Yeah, we had rather interesting conversations about suppositories. That was it, because there's a suppository maker in the museum. So that led to a few interesting questions, as did the machine that administered the ECT. We had a bit of a conversation. So, yeah, these conversations you wouldn't have, would you, with your class otherwise? So that's been fun.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
I'm Samaya, and
Which school are you from?
St Philip's Primary School, and yeah.
And what have you seen here today?
I've seen a lot of stuff today, and it's great here. I saw some interesting stuff from olden times, and...
And what did they do with it? This is the question. If I was to have a broken arm in the reign of Queen Victoria, would I be well looked after, do you think?
Yeah.
And who are you?
Rahim.
Okay, you from St Philip's as well?
Yeah.
Okay, how old are you, by the way?
7.
I'm not supposed to ask ladies their age, but I can ask gentlemen, you see, it's a journalist rule. So, tell me what you've seen.
I've seen a ECT machine and associated anaesthetic equipment.
Associated anaesthetic equipment? What does that do?
The anaesthetic, they put some, in the olden days, they found a gas that knocks people out, but they're still alive, and they put it into a bag, and then they put a thing on their mouth, and then they just squeeze the bag in a little, and when they breathe it in, they go to sleep.
Have you drawn a picture of it there as well?
Yeah, I've drawn the ECT machine.
That's a very good likeness.
A record player.
It looks very much like a record player, doesn't it? Thank you very much. And with me now, I've got Damien Hebron, who is the head of arts here at Adam Brookes. I'm surprised, I have to say, that Adam Brookes even had a head of arts. How long have you been in post for?
I've been here for 9 years, and the hospital has a big art collection. We've got 5,000 pieces of art at the hospital, so I'm funded by Adam Brookes Charitable Trust to improve the experience of patients through the arts at the hospital.
And today you're looking after the kids who we've been speaking to. What sort of things have you been showing them?
So we've got a class from St Philip's School here today, and they're doing workshops all around the hospital's history. So they're looking at leech jars, and they're looking at prosthetic limbs, and, yeah, as you've heard, kind of all the objects that are in our new museum.
I'm worried about the leech jars. I hear they're still in use from time to time.
So I understand, yeah. But I haven't actually seen any leeches.
No, it's probably just as well. Tell me about the art collection, then, as to what you have, and presumably it's scattered around the hospital?
Yes, so we've got 5,000 pieces of art at the hospital. We have two gallery spaces where artists come in and bring their work in and they can sell their work, and that raises funds for us to buy more art for the hospital.
So it's not just pictures of surgeons in years gone by, it's very much a contemporary feel to it as well.
Yes, there's a lot of art from the 20th century, a lot of prints, a lot of photography. Our aspiration is that there'll be a painting by every bed, so every patient gets to benefit from something to distract them from the experience of being in hospital.
That's pretty good. Do you move them around a lot? If a new surgeon moves in, does he get to choose a piece for his office?
Well, there's not many in the offices, actually. We're trying to get them all out on where the patients can benefit from them. So that's our focus. So.
Oh, that's good to know. Damien, thanks very much.
Thank you.
105's Julian there speaking to children from St Philip's Primary School. As you heard, the children have been learning about how original doctors treated their patients. Why? Because Addenbrookes Hospital celebrated its 250th birthday yesterday.